Rebecca, I'm glad you're here today. I'm glad I'm here today. I'm glad we have God's Word here today. It's been some battle on my part all week. What passage am I going to look at today? It's been a battle, Brother Jordan. It really has. When I say it's been a battle, it's been a battle. But one thing I'm thankful about, when we open God's Word and we begin to read it, He says something to me. Anyway, we're going to be in the book of Psalms, 139. We'll turn it on. I didn't have my recorder on. I've got this one on. All you gotta do is turn it on, the little recorder, and it should work. Psalm 139. At the very top of this psalm, I wrote a little message there for me, and it says, God knows me. I'm sure glad He knows me. It thrills me that He knows me. No matter where I go, He knows me. I don't have to just go to church on Sunday morning for Him to know me. First verse says, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. He searched me very thoroughly. You know why He knows me? Because He made me.
Right.
Because I belong to Him. Scripture in another place says, He first loved us. That's another proof that He knows us. And He first loved us, and He first knew us. Verse 2 says, Thou knowest my downstanding and my uprising. When I got out of bed this morning, I sure did feel better, Brother Jordan. I really did. I've been feeling bad all week long. But I know this one thing. When I get up in the morning, He knows exactly the physical condition I'm in and the spiritual. And I can go to Him in a prayer. And when I go to bed at night, I've been having trouble laying down sleeping lately. So I ask the Lord's blessing on that. He knows my problems. Whatever those problems are. Says, Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Our scripture, this Bible, tells me that He's in every place. But you know, no matter how far away He is from my presence at that very moment, He knows all about me. I really don't have to worry about where He is. Because He's there. Verse 3, Thou compassest my... Now, I don't think I'll be able to go through it all. We'll see in a minute. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all of my ways. There was a preacher that used to come to our church at Pine Grove, and he always used this expression, Mrs. Manor, and you, maybe you can figure out who it is, but he always talked about God having a hedge built about us. And he does have a hedge built about us, because he built that hedge about us. And that grace, that hedge is called His mercy and His grace. And He's acquainted with all of our ways. You don't have to keep a biography on hand. It's not a biography, it's an autobiography. He knows all about us. Somebody didn't have to write a book about us. They wouldn't have much to write about me, but he knows all about our ways. And He understands those ways. And He placed the very thoughts in our minds. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset now. I did not go back and recheck the definition of this word, but the word beset to me, it means enclosed. Brother Jordan, he's got me surrounded. And I'm thankful that He has. Because I would certainly go astray if He was not there to take care of me and to surround me and to tell me to turn to the left or to the right. All I have to do is be obedient to His word. Verse 6. Let me finish verse 5. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thy hand upon me. I'm thinking about that mule that my granddad, my father told me about. He used to put this bit in his mouth, and he could lead that mule anywhere he wanted to, most of the time. But the Lord doesn't have to put a bit in our mouth. Yeah. All we need is a bit in our ear, this Word of God.
Right.
And that Word will tell us where to go and where not to go, and what to say and what not to say. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it, Brother Jordan. And that those are wonderful things to think about. His grace.
Right.
Whither, verse 7, whither shall I go from Thy Spirit? Or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? We cannot get away from the Spirit of God. He's there.
Right.
If we belong to Him, He's there. No matter whether we turn to the left or turn to the right, whether we go to the grocery store, or whether we're going to school, or whether we're going home, or we're driving down the highway, He's there.
Right.
If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there.
Right.
If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. Another translation says grave there in the place of hell. But it doesn't make any difference where we're at.
Amen.
He's there with us. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that he's there with me, here with me this morning. Because you see, I didn't have any idea what passage I was going to use or what I was going to say, Dorothy. But the Lord is here. His Spirit is here with us. And it gives me great joy to know that his presence is here.
Mm-hmm.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me. And thy right hand shall hold me. Now, I've never been out in a ship or a boat out in the ocean because I'm afraid of being lost. I try to have faith in the Lord, but my son asked me one day if I wanted to go deep sea fishing with him. And I told him no. And he said, why? I said, because when I get ready to come home, you won't do it. You won't bring me home. But the Lord is always there to take care of me. If I say, verse 11, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me. Now, Brother George, we just stated this in 1 John over there, chapter 2 and 3, and even in some verses in the book of Proverbs and some other places. And, you know, there's no darkness for the Lord.
Right.
He sees just as clearly. He sees more clearly in the darkness and the light than I see in the light.
Right.
I had to have glasses and I still can't see. When I sit down and look at my computer, Dorothy, I take my glasses off. And I still can't see it any better. But the Lord sees very clearly. He sees our presence. He sees our every thought. He sees where we're going. He sees where we've been. Well, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. I like that last phrase right there. If you believe God's word, you can believe this. You can believe that thought right there. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. I told you before about it. Now I went in that cave. Were you there, man? We were in this cave. And this dingbat, he had to show us how dark it was in there by turning the lights out. There was no glimpse of any light whatsoever. None. But God can see very clearly there. How do I know that? Because it says over right here. And I believe it. For thou hast possessed my reins. Now, I don't want to tell you what that means. But he possesses every part of our body. Another translation, you translate that word reins as kidneys. But it doesn't make any difference what part of you he's looking at. He sees it very clearly. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. How far back did the Lord know us? Before he knew us when we were in the womb. I believe he knew us before that. He knew us before the foundation of the world. He knew us before any part of us, any portion of the creation was ever committed, ever performed, before any work was ever done upon this place, before light ever existed, He knew us. Verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And now there's a good reason for us to praise Him today, Brother Jordan. He made us. We're wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Those strange words to you. We know that it's come because of His Word. And we trust in His Word. And that my soul knoweth right well. 15. My substance was not hidden from thee. Why wasn't it hidden from Him? Before we were even born, our substance was made known unto Him because He made us. When I was made in secret, there we go, it tells us. I'm not going to any other scripture because of my time. Curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. 16. Thine eyes did see my substance. That's the same thing over and over again. He knew all about those that belonged to Him. Yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Before we were even born. Before we were ever conceived, before anybody ever thought of us, before Mama and Daddy thought about us. Let me read that verse again. I want you to see that. Thine eyes could see my substance, my body, my strength, my thoughts, whatever they were, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Brother Jordan, what did we do with that thought?
Rejoice.
I can't get over just thinking about it. Verse 17. Now, how precious also are thy thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. So He has some wonderful thoughts toward us, for those that belong to Him, for those that are called saints of God. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. Not just my thoughts. His thoughts of me are more than the grains of sand upon the face of the earth. I saw a picture on TV the other day about one of the beaches. I believe it was over in Mississippi or Florida, and over in the sand was so white and beautiful and everything. It was an advertisement, but I was admiring the beauty of that beach. And it was so beautiful. And it was white. But God's thoughts toward us are very clean and very loving. And without hesitation, He knows all about us. When I wake, I'm still with Him. We can go to bed at night and sleep peacefully, which I've been having trouble with lately. And I hope it's not because of lack of faith, because I feel like I have faith in the Lord. But we can have faith that when we go to sleep at night, that we're going to wake up in the morning alive. Sir? And the Lord's still there. He said, I'm still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy... Now this, from verse 19, that's not speaking to me. It might have a reference back to me. But it's speaking of this wicked person. And they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. And every day of our life we come in contact with people that do not believe in the Lord. They don't want to talk to you. And how do you know that? Because they'll walk right past you. That's what they'll do, Brother Jordan. I've tried to talk to some people in the past, and they wouldn't even let me get their name out of my mouth. Because they knew what I was going to have something to say about. I was going to talk about my Lord. This is many, I say, you shaking your head. Some of your kinfolks are the same way. Some of those in the grocery store are the same way. They don't want to stop and listen to us. They want to say, he's just going to waste my time. All he's going to talk about is the Lord. Yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about. I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and not I grieve with those that rise up against thee. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. The person that will not listen to the Word of God, the person that does not seek after the Lord, the person that declares that there is no God, the person that declares that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, the person that doesn't want to have anything to do with the knowledge of God, they're the enemies of the saints of God. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. I hope when the Lord searches my heart, there's no evil there. And I know sometimes there's too many thoughts of things that shouldn't be there. I know there are. And I want them cleansed out. I'm not going to stand here and tell you what they are. You kick me out of church. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. My God and my Lord has an everlasting way with us, those that belong to Him, the saints of God. One day we'll stand before Him on Judgment Day. And being a saint of God, He'll say, come, go with me. Look at Jordan.
Brother B.W. Johnson used to have a favorite saying. I've heard him say it probably 100 times or more over the years. He said, we must have a vital union with Christ. I was thinking about that this morning. And it seemed like the Lord brought it to my heart more than it ever had before. It's amazing how many times you can hear something or read something And you may have some understanding about what it says or what it means, but one day it hits you really right between the eyes. A Bible union. What does the word Bible mean? Well, in short, it simply means that you can't do the Bible. We have to have, and we do have, a Bible union with Him. And I think the 139th Psalm certainly speaks of that Bible union that we have with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Certainly He is always there. I will never leave you nor forsake thee. I love those words in the 7th chapter of Micah where he says, though I sit in darkness, yet the light shall shine around me. Sometimes we sit in darkness. We sit in darkness, but the light of God shines about us so that we are not left desolate. Thank God for His great, great mercy and grace wherewith He has saved us. The faithfulness of God is to all generations. How much praise do we have in that? All right.